So, today we are here to start off with a podcast about Detroit Become Human, and specifically its music. Now, the music of Detroit Become Human was very well done, and each theme for each main character, so three themes, was done by three different composers. Now, this was very well thought through, so that Quantum Dreams could create a very different feel for each different character and each different experience each of them are going through. And now, as we talk about all of them, we're going to start off first with Kara, then move on to Connor, and then last of all, Marcus. Each of these characters are very interesting in their development and very interesting in how each of them are very original, and each music segment and each theme is very, very well written and very, very well put together. Now, as we start off with Kara's main theme, I would like to say that it was made by Philip Shepherd, and he did a beautiful cello solo for that. And it was in the background, there was the English Session Orchestra, and the music was recorded at Abbey Road Studios. Now, this is very interesting that they had so many people working on this one theme, but it comes out of a product that is very elegant and very amazing, and as the music plays, you get this beautiful cello solo, and there's bits and pieces where the piano comes in a little bit more and then it fades out, and the orchestra comes in a little more and then it fades out. But one thing is always constant, almost always the cello is playing. And it's beautiful, and here is an excerpt of that. Now, after listening to only a small portion of that, it's hard to grasp the whole piece, and I highly suggest you go and listen to it on your own time. But from that little bit, you can sense the emotion. And from the game, Kara is this android that has just become sentient and able to do things for themselves and not from the commands of others. And as you listen to this, you really feel the emotion of hopelessness, but then finding this young girl who's being abused by her father and finding her and feeling this maternal sense that you want to protect her, you want to keep her safe from everything. And I think they really portrayed that in the music, that, like, first off, that loneliness, but then finding this need to protect this girl, and this need helps you grow as a person and helps the girl grow as a person. And it comes together to create this wonderful sense of journey and of learning from each other and from those they meet along that journey. And I think it's fascinating that they chose the cello, but I think it was also a very wise choice because the cello was a very somber, very almost melancholy instrument that can portray the highs and lows and the heights of music. And it's amazing how they did it in this. And again, those little touches of piano here and there really did add so much to this and add so much musicality to it all. And next we have Connor's main theme. Now, Connor's main theme is very interesting. Nima Fakrada created custom instruments to create a certain sound. In this, he was trying to create a sense of self-doubt but also a sense of a surety that you knew what you wanted to do and you knew what was right. And one of the custom instruments that he did build was a 20-foot guitar, and it kind of represented androids in their mind and how they thought, and it created a very unique sound, and it plays into everything, and it creates so many different sounds, and it's fascinating how he created that and how he did put emotion and a sense of, oh, you don't feel anything. And it's kind of confusing to explain, but once you hear the song, you feel it, and you feel like, oh, this is what I'm feeling? ? Like, you don't for sure know if you really, really think about it. But here is Connor's excerpt. Now, after listening to that, it's interesting to hear how the music climaxes and at an apex, and then it comes back down to a neutral point, and then it does that again and again at a very sporadic rate. But Nima wanted to create a cold, unfiltered sound with an unplugged electric violin, viola, and cello. Now, he also used contact microphones and amplifiers for the guitar solos, and how, like, the 20-foot guitar made an electroacoustic philosophy in mind. That's what he said. And it was important to him that he used all sorts of instruments to create a variety of tonality and a variety of sound, so it could display that uncertainty that Connor, as the character, does face, and that uncertainty of being a free being or being an android. And I find it also really interesting that he used so many instruments, and so many homemade instruments too, that he did put bits and pieces of imperfection to again show that uncertainty. And the action tracks that they used all have the same theme, but they're all different in some way. They're all just unique, and it provides something for the player that doesn't exactly feel the same every time you do something, but it provides a different playing experience on the music side and on the action side when you're doing skills and when you're trying to track someone down. And it shows the story very well too in how the music climaxes and then it comes back down, and how he did all of that was pure genius, and how he created these instruments just solely for this project is a show of a great craftsman, sorry, and shows how he was able to create the perfect feeling, not only for you, the person playing the game, but also for the feel and for a feeling of just being enriched in the music and in the gameplay. And now we will move on to Marcus's main theme. Now, Marcus's theme was made by John Pesano, and I couldn't find much information on this, because some of the composers were very open about their process, but John Pesano, there were no articles written, and that's probably just for his privacy. But as you listen to it later on, it has mostly piano, which is beautifully played. And with that piano, you get, again, a sense of his story and how it correlates directly to him. And again, Marcus is having feelings of uncertainty and feelings of unaware until he finds kind of his purpose in Jericho, which is kind of a safe haven for all these androids who just want to be free to think. And as we listen to this next excerpt, I feel like in this one you can really capture the whole song in just a little section, which is important because I feel like for Marcus's character, you do see a little bit of him. If you see just a little bit of him, then you kind of get a sense of his character and his morals and what he is like and what he would do in certain situations. There's some people who you meet and you're like, oh, I think you would probably do this in a situation just because you're that type of person. And that is also portrayed through the music, that you can listen to a small segment and be like, oh, this is what the song is going to feel like, the constant. And Marcus's theme doesn't really have an apex. It goes up slightly, but not by much. It stays at a very neutral, but still climaxing in small bits. And it stays like that for like the whole song. Whereas Kara's theme had a very large apex in the middle and at the end, and Connor's theme again was very sporadic. Marcus's theme is very gentle almost, but still uncertain, kind of like Connor, questioning what to do and how to go about things. And here is the excerpt for Marcus. After listening to that, I'd like to discuss how John Pesano, again, didn't really have any climax in any part where it was really one thing or another, and I feel like that really relates to Marcus as a character. Now, Marcus is a very calm character, but he does, like, from the beginning, has a heart off. Now, in the very, very, very beginning, he has a very peaceful life as an android, like he's not being abused at where he is serving, basically. Carl is taking good care of him and trying to have him become a sentient being. And after Carl's son comes and kind of frames Marcus for hurting him, Marcus is thrown into a dumpster for being quote-unquote faulty, and then there's this uncertainty that we get from Marcus that he doesn't know what to do, and he doesn't quite know how to go about things, and that is displayed in the music very well, in how at the beginning it's very smooth, it's very lovely, it almost reminds you of Baroque time period, Enlightenment era, where the music was very light and airy, but then there are key changes, and it changes to a more melancholy and somber tonality, and it creates a sense of, I don't know what I'm doing. But then as he's kind of searching and he kind of finds his purpose, and he finds Jericho and all these androids who need his help, He feels this attachment to them, and again, it climaxes there, and in the music, it really shows a beautiful segment of where the choir is singing and where the choir is being able to add that just touch of detail to add depth to the theme. And as Marcus is going through this trial, he finds these people, these androids, and they need his help, and he, in a way, needs them, because he finds purpose in them, and he is kind of a savior figure to them, but they are kind of his salvation as they have given him a purpose and a reason to still be there. And that's really displayed in the song, in how, again, the key changes back to something that's kind of repetitive, but still focused. Instead of at the beginning where it was more light, now it's focused and it has a purpose more so. And it's very interesting to listen to this and to listen how John Paisano used so many different values of the piano and values of a choir to create such a beautiful piece that is very, very interesting while not being complicated. And I find that very hard to do sometimes. But as we end this up and we wrap this up, I wanted to address the topic of how Detroit Become Human addresses the topic of racism. Now, Detroit Become Human is all about androids being treated as equals to humans. And so androids have been created, and they've been created, and now humans are kind of losing their jobs to them, but they're the ones who created them, so it's kind of their fault. But in the sense that this kind of addresses modern day times where people are being attacked for who they are and who they were born as. And I think by connecting others through a game and through this music at its core, it creates a very intense feeling, and you feel what these characters are going through, and you feel what they must be going through if you've ever been discriminated against. And I think in the sense that music can bring us all together, it's very important that Detroit Become Human and Quantum Dreams did a good job on the music. And don't get me wrong, they did. because sometimes the music of a game can make or break it. And if you're playing along to a game and the music is just awful, it's will ruin the experience. And Quantum Dreams, which was the creators of Detroit Become Human, did a very well thought out and well done job on this, and did a very good job. And I'd like to end from a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, "We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now." And that is enveloped and encased in what is Detroit Become Human, whether it is its music or its concept. That is what it is all about. And that we need to act now.